This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your weekend is starting off well. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Scott Wolmering, myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage, plus Mike Overson of Luminate Home Loans and Luminate Bank. And we're here every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for your questions, comments, thoughts. 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us at any point. 612-294-6949. A lot of good stuff going on. Mike, Scott, with the good to see you as always there, bud. And Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Excuse me. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and we are here live every Saturday. Have been doing it for about 20 years. Love your questions, comments, 612-294-6949. For those that are following us on social media, you can type right in. And the question is, Scott Really Short is now out. Cam is with us today. She's 5'10". As you can see, I'm actually taller, but I've had these monsters next to me forever. So you can see now I'm actually just regular height.
Scott, you are... it's great to have you, right?
Right.
It's great to have you, and it's great if you're joining us, however you're finding us, whether it's social media, whether it, of course, here on WCCO, we're happy to be here. Again, we always welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949. Mike Overson, a lot going on. We got to dive in right away, mortgage-wise, with everything that happened with the stock market this week going down significantly. Maybe talk about mortgage. What's the update?
Yeah. Good news for mortgages. They went down a quarter this week. A lot of news about the tariffs. Obviously, that's the hot ticket here that came out this week. So typically, you know, we've spoke about this before on the show. When the stock market goes down, that means the bond market goes up. When the bond market goes up, that means interest rates come down. So kind of in a sense, if the stock market goes down, interest rates come down, and that's exactly what happened this week. So rates are down, you know, about a quarter on the week here, and most of the movement honestly happened Wednesday, Thursday, and a little bit on Friday. So in 2 days, down a quarter, that's a pretty quick drop.
So we're six and a quarter?
Yeah, so we're probably 6.375, 6.25, somewhere in there. I got some VAs going right now, 5.75 on a VA 30-year fixed. Investment properties are a little bit different. They always have slightly higher interest rates on them, but any sort of rate that you see advertised out there is typically for a primary residence, and you're going to see, you know, low to mid sixes right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's and we've been talking that for this housing market, forget about the economy stuff, but for the housing market to boom, we need to just get in that low six range, high five range, nothing goofy. So we don't have houses, you know, go up 20%. Just a nice little reduction, get a few more people engaged, a few more people willing to put their home on the market so we get out of that 7,000 range, you know, into the 9-10, have a nice little slow appreciation burn, everything will be good.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing that will hurt the housing market the most, not necessarily hurt, it'll actually make values go up, but which is going to be bad for buyers, obviously, is if we have a quick drop.
Yeah, rates go to 4%.
Rates go somewhere in the fours, like within the next few months. It's going to be back to COVID time, right? 30 offers on every house. You're going to have to offer 30, 40, 50 grand over list price to get it. No one really wants to go back to that. Obviously, we closed a ton of deals back then, but I don't even want to go back to that. It was just too chaotic in our industry. So give us a nice slow drop. Get us into the high fives and let it hang there for a while. That'd be perfect for us.
Well, and make sure you understand that this is real. Like, I just did a market analysis for a gentleman that bought his house back in 2022, those 4 months. And he, you know, believed his house is now worth another $150,000 because it's been 4 years. So I didn't just do the market on the house now. I went back and looked at how much did he overpay when he bought it in 2022. And if you're not following, well, why would you overpay? Well, when rates are at 2.7%, you're buying a house payment. You're not buying the value. So there's about a four-month period where you're out of balance on what you owe on your home if you bought during that time. And that's just factual.
Scott, you do a nice job.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hey, sorry, Mike.
I was going to say, so one example that I had, I mean, we kind of are seeing a little bit of that right now with rates being down into the sixes and us being in the spring. And with our limited inventory, which we've spoken about before, I had one client that offered on a place in Lakeville. It was listed at 550. They offered 565 for it. They got beat out by someone who went 590 on it.
Yeah.
You know, so they went 40 grand over this person to get it. They went 40 grand over the list price. And, you know, we're starting to see that a little bit more now as we move into the spring and as rates drop a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about last few shows. We're up against a break. We can get back. We can talk about what happens in a multiple offer market, because like it, love it, or hate it, doesn't matter. We are in that market again. It just depends on how big it's going to be. Yeah, rates drop to 4. Instead of 5 offers, you're going to have 40 offers. But regardless, we're in that. We only have 7,000 homes. If you're priced right and you're in an area, you should go to multiples, and that's when you get the most for your house. It is not, I repeat, it is not sitting on the market for 30 days doing a price reduction, 60 days doing a price reduction. You end up with way less money, period. There's no argument around that. Understand that, because that's true.
Hey, before the break, a little real estate update here in the Twin Cities. New listings, good news, almost up 10%. There were 1,342 new homes that went on the market. That's good news for buyers and fellow agents and brokers. Pending sales or accepted offers also went up. They increased 2.5%. There were 974 pending sales this past week, and the overall inventory, also good news, up slightly. 7,667 homes for sale, very historically low still, but a little bit more, which is really, really good to see. Before the break, we did want to feature on a listing, Jennifer Ritzman. Great agent with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus, has one in Cannon Falls, Mike. $419,900 for this property. It's 403 Evergreen Drive. It's a 5-bed, 3-bath, a 2,200 finished square feet. It's got a large flat lot. There's pines bordering the backyard. And she says it's a very quiet Troll Haven neighborhood. There's a park a few houses away. Lots of updates, new furnace, new AC, and again, Cannon Falls has miles of bike trails, a vibrant downtown, so much more. Open house. Jennifer's doing an open house tomorrow, the 6th, from 1 to 3. So be sure to check that property out. 403 Evergreen Drive East in Cannon Falls. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Appreciate you joining us. Hey, we're in a new studio this week, so we've got... it's the old studio.
Which is now new.
It's been refreshed. Kind of in life, Scott. Sometimes everything needs a little refresh.
You know, I got to admit, though, I kind of feel like when my ex-wife said, "Do you like my hair?" I don't know what they did that's new in here. Right?
I mean, so there's a new board. A new board
that correct.
Ryan is, who does a wonderful job, comes in every week to coordinate the whole show. We've got some new mics, and so things are new in CCO, and we're talking weddings. Yes. We're talking real estate. We're talking lots of good stuff. Before we dive back in again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. I did want to touch on Jennifer Tischlitter's got a great listing in Jordan, 1072 Shoreview Drive. It's 464-990, and it's a 2022 built, two-story, four bedrooms, three-bath, three-car garage. A beautiful lot with a pond. It's located in the Jordan's Bridal Creek neighborhood, community parks and pools. Be sure to check that one out, 1072 Shoreview Drive in Jordan, a little under 465. Mike, you're seeing some good things. How are you seeing file activity for Luminate Bank and you guys? Is this way ahead of last spring?
It's ahead. I don't know if it's way ahead, but it's definitely ahead. If I look at the last couple of weeks here, the multiple offer thing, like we already spoke about now, that's the biggest news I would say in the last couple of weeks. Earlier, you know, between January and the end of February, those first 2 months, even halfway through March, there's some multiple offers out there. Maybe you had to go 10 grand over to get a house. Now you're seeing, I mean, almost everyone this week was like, how much over do we have to go to get this one? And is it 15? Is it 25? Like, what's that number? That number is creeping up now. And that's what I'm seeing here over the last 2 weeks, and I expect that to happen over the next couple months.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I was just thinking about our last five. $1 million one went to three offers. $1,175,000 had four. $1,000,003 had two. In that price range, you don't see that a lot. So what's happened is, no matter what price range you're in, you've got the group of people. So like when I put mine on at $1 million, I called everybody else and said, "How many offers did you have? I have four. I had five. I had six. I had eight." Well, I know that means there's 17 people in that price range in that area that didn't just get a house. So I know they're coming. And so then it gets into positioning. How do you position your listing to appeal to the masses where you don't have the potential of giving money away because you underpriced it, which, you know, I don't believe you can underprice a house in this market. But let's go on the premise that you can. So are you positioning it correctly to maximize the most amount of offers you can get without pushing people to a number that now they're not interested in? It's a game that you need to play.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us here, and we've got a full house today. We're going to dive in with our friend Cam Schaefer. This was an interesting week for the stock market, as everyone's aware, with everything going on with tariffs. And I wanted to introduce Cam. Cam Schaefer is a certified financial planner professional with Midwest Money Management, located at 17316 Kenyon Avenue in Lakeville, Minnesota. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Midwest Money Management, and J.W. Cole Financial. And J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Morning to you, Cam. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for the brief introduction. That was really nice.
Yes. Yeah. Golly, that stuff's got to go
just
away.
Just a quick mouthful.
Tell you what, the only industry that's worse than the mortgage industry as far as disclosures and stuff goes is financial planning. It's that. It's
Yeah, we just yeah, have okay. to say we just have to say we sell houses. That's it.
Yeah, the one disclosure, so the Department of Commerce regulates real estate, and so licensees, agents, brokers have to disclose their brokerage in everything that they do. But it's interesting, Cam, obviously what you do. Let's talk this week. Oh my gosh, Cam, first of all, are you guys doing okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you doing okay?
Yes, check on your financial planning friends. No, we're doing great over at Midwest Money Management. Like we all kind of mentioned, it was a tough week for the markets, tough week for investors. But honestly, like, the word on everybody's lips is tariffs, so we can definitely dive into it, definitely talk about it. Overall, there's just, like, a lot of market uncertainty right now, and that's, like, definitely what the market is pricing in. So we don't really know exactly what the effect of tariffs are going to be right now. So is there going to be retaliation tariffs? Is this a tactic of negotiation? We just, like, don't really know a whole lot yet, and that's exactly what the market's pricing in, just a bunch of uncertainty. So it's not so bad over at Midwest Money Management because we are really tactical in the way that we manage money, which I know we've talked about on the show before. And so actually our investment portfolio is sitting about 70% in money market right now, which just means that we're kind of mostly largely sitting on the sidelines right now, just waiting for an opportunity to arise for us to push money back in. That's a really kind of unique way to manage money. It's definitely something that I'm passionate about. The rest of the folks here at Midwest Money Management are passionate about as well. But
that was a question I had, not to interrupt you, but a question I've had all week is, if you are somebody if you're somebody that knew that this was coming or thought it was, and a lot of us did, the uncertainty with tariffs. So if you're out there and you want to make money in this, and you are maybe you're a little bit more aggressive than somebody else.
Sure.
So you believe the market's going to come back, and it's going to come back extremely strong. How would someone adjust what they've got right now to actually make money now that we've gone down, and the belief that some of us have is it's going to go up drastically? So how would you make money if you're a person in that situation?
Yeah. So for us right now, we made the defensive measures it's been incremental over time. So over the last couple of weeks, we started our process to sell off. And so right now we're looking for a good buying opportunity. For those that, maybe didn't take those measures, you're sitting in a little bit more of a tricky situation because you're deciding, as the investor, you're the one that's making the call. Do I think that the market is going to go up, or do I think that the market is going to go down more? Definitely, I think there's a little bit more uncertainty on the table. My personal prediction is that, and again, economists, they're either right or they're wrong. I myself would not consider myself an economist, but your predictions are either right or they're wrong. But I think that there's a good chance that we haven't seen the end of the market uncertainty yet. And so I do still think that there's time to potentially get further out of the way and kind of wait until we know more information, because the market is forward looking. So the market is trying to figure out, what the heck does all of this stuff mean? And so trying to kind of take aside emotion, take aside headlines, and do what you know is best. That's what our firm does. So all of our decisions that we make are as unemotional as they can be. So we're following all of our trend indicators, which are telling us to just sit tight here, sit on the sidelines, wait for the next buying opportunity.
Yeah, we see the same thing on our end with the bond market. That's what affects interest rates. So I look at yesterday, we were up 40 bips at one point, and we were down 12 at one point. So we're swinging a 52 bip, up and down throughout the day yesterday. And it's one of those things where I look back at COVID. There's a lot of uncertainty. Is the world going to shut down?
Yeah.
How does this happen? Now, in the COVID times, it was crazier. We would go up 120 bips and then we'd be down 10, right? So we're getting these giant swings, which I've never seen ever in my life before. But
quit saying bips, or Ryan's going to be like, all day I'm going to be hearing bip, 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 bip.
What's happening on the rate side of things, like I said, they've come down a quarter over this last, couple days. And I think you're right. I think the uncertainty is still there. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. I still think rates are going to be dropping over the next couple weeks because of that. And so it kind of is what it is. But I think at the end, I look at it like COVID, right? There's uncertainty here. We're going to have a rough, we're going to have some turbulence here and stuff. But I think at the end, it's going to come back and it's going to be good for everyone.
Yeah, because I think, I'm sorry, Cam, I just think of situational, where if you had a crystal ball, mm-hmm. if you could have taken every property you had in the middle of 2004 and sold out and just sat there until everything went down 50% in 2006, and then you're buying townhomes for $50,000 that were $250,000, that would be obviously one of those times. And this, from an aggressive side, I was just always thinking, because I know I've watched some guys that I know are aggressive that are out, but they're looking at getting in heavy because they believe the upside's coming.
Sure.
I just wonder if it's one of those situations, if you were risky, that you do.
Sure. Yeah, Cam, it is an interesting philosophy, again, when you think about that. And I know maybe some people, don't always work with a money manager, but one of the reasons we've loved working with the entire team at Midwest Money Management is they help everyone, regardless of your situation, regardless whether you are a new, just exiting college and you've got college debt and maybe your credit is not where you want and you want to figure out, how can I get ahead a little bit financially in life? Everything from the way, that position to the Uber a wealthy person who's looking for, super smart folks to manage their money. That's what I love about you guys. You guys care. You care comes through in all that you do. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. And actually, you hit it on the head that actually April is National Financial Literacy Month. And financial literacy is kind of involving younger people and just letting them know about the economy, about their personal finances, all that kind of stuff that maybe you feel like you didn't quite learn about when you were younger. And if you had 20 years back, you could make maybe better decisions than you did now. And that's totally something that I'm super passionate about. So I'm going to age myself here, but I'm 27.
Yeah.
And so I definitely enjoy working with like a younger
27.
I love
God.
It.
I love working with a younger crowd because like eventually people that are my age or people that are younger, I mean, we're all going to be middle-aged people. We're all going to age. And so getting in now and trying to decide like what are the best decisions that we can make for ourselves is absolutely something that, you know, if you start now, and everybody says like the most valuable resource is time, that if we can educate younger people right now, then you've got a lot of runway to make good decisions and live the life that you want to. And it's definitely something that I'm passionate about.
So what you're saying is that someday you're going to be as old as Scott, and that's scary.
That's yes. scary, and yes. he didn't just celebrate a birthday, so well, just another year older. Well,
happy birthday, young man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, eventually you're going to be middle-aged, 35.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know what? I know we're at the halfway point here, but just a thought for everyone. Again, and I'm an example of, from a real estate standpoint, buying at a terrible time. When I bought a lot of the investment property, the market collapsed. And the hard thing to do in these kind of situations is not freak out versus just trying to go for a walk, take a deep breath, call a friend, do something, but give it a little time because time helps in these situations. And I know that sounds, you know, whatever, Mr. Roger-ish, but it's really true.
No, it's Ryan Lasso. It's Ryan Lasso.
Hey, we're at the halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us, 612-294-6949. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going well, everybody. Wanted to feature a listing, Marcos and Melissa Martinez with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Have one in Blaine, 11020 Yalta. Y-A-L-T-A, Yalta Street, Northeast in Blaine, for $359,900. It's a two-story townhome. It's in the quiet North Meadows community. Three-bed, three-bath, two-car garage. It's got a great kitchen with a seated center island, quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, and a large loft space upstairs, Scott. Primary bedroom with a walk-in closet, washer-dryer, conveniently located. Check that out, 11020 Yalta Street, Northeast in Blaine for $359,900. We were talking before the break with our friend Cam Schaefer from Midwest Money Management. Cam, I want to be sure folks know how they can get in touch with you regardless of where they are in the process, whether they are the new college student, whether they're the retiree looking for better performance on your investments, whatever the situation is, best way for people to plug in with you.
Yeah, I would say a couple of great ways to give us a call is 952-895-1055. That's our office phone number. And we are definitely a firm that you will almost always, when you give us a call, you will get a real human. So that's definitely something that we pride ourselves in. We've got a phenomenal client service team. So definitely feel free to give us a call. Again, office number is 952-895-1055. You can shoot us an email at team@MidwestMoneyManagement, or you can visit our website at MidwestMoneyManagement.com.
Yeah, we so appreciate you, Cam.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having me.
I hope it's okay now. Now, I know as a group, all of us, Ryan, Scott, Mike, James, and I, we are all just going to come crash your wedding.
I think that's great.
Would that be fun?
Welcome.
Scott, what do you think, bud?
Well, I was already planning on going. I didn't know you needed an invite. Yeah, no, I'll be there.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah,
now?
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Again, great people at Midwest Money Management. Really encourage you to plug in with them. We've also got our friend James Dill here today. And, you know, there's a lot going on this weekend from a remodeling standpoint. I wanted to share as well. We've got a longtime agent on our team, outstanding agent, a great guy, Steve McDonald with White Birch Design. He mentioned to me that the remodeler showcase is going on this weekend. It's from 12 to 6, Friday to Sunday here in the Twin Cities. And Steve said there's a total of 32 homes on the tour. In the Twin Cities, and Steve said White Birch Design, the project in Burnsville is R29. He said they completely transformed a home by adding windows in the kitchen, a family and primary bathroom, raised the floor in the living room, removed a wall dividing the kitchen, Just did a lot of different stuff to this particular property. Great company. Steve says opportunities to see and understand the potential that your home has. Be sure to check out, again, White Birch Design with the Remodeler Showcase. But James Dill, this is your debut here on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Tell people again a little bit who you are and a little bit about your company and how you help WCCO listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah. First off, I'd like to say, Cam, we need to talk.
Yeah.
I've been dabbling in day trading crypto, and I need help.
actually, a lot of people, especially a lot of young folks, do that. Mm-hmm. They day trade in crypto.
Yes.
And I think that's actually a really good point because, again, a lot of life is, hey, I'll go it alone versus why would I call someone like it? So it's interesting, though you were kind of in humor joking. I think it's a really good point, James.
Yeah, because, you know, it's scary to invest.
Yeah.
And especially when you don't know what the market's going to do. And, you know, crypto is crazy. It goes up and down. And, man, yeah, so I think I'll be calling you.
Yeah.
yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing to help folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm with the PM Network and used to be a GC.
General contractor.
Yep, a general contractor. And I owned a company for about 6 years doing remodeling. And then I've done lead sales for other companies, other construction companies. And through that time period, I've learned a lot about the industry. Talked to a lot of clients, you know, like for some of these other companies that I've worked with. And you know, you hear, I don't like being negative, but there's a lot of, you know,
you can be negative on this show. Ryan is all the time.
there's a lot of things. You know, people are jaded from the typical, can get jaded from the typical construction experience. You know?
Sure, from working within the construction world.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times the client, you know, when they give over a large sum of money to a contractor, they don't know what's actually happening to that money because it goes, the contractor's the bank.
Sure.
So the contractor takes the money, they hold on to the money, the client doesn't actually know what's happening with it at all times, so the client can get a little, you know, defensive, or they want to protect themselves.
That's one thing that I've noticed through the years. People don't care to that you make money. They just want to know it's fair. And when the more you get into something that their knowledge base becomes lack, building is one of them, construction, they don't know it. So they don't know, is this a fair deal? Is this a non-fair deal? It gets overcomplicated. And what you guys have done, which is so cool, is they know exactly what the cost is down to the nail. And that is not what most contractors do. Most contractors talk in generalities. People get nervous in generalities when they don't know about something they're buying a lot, spending a lot of money on.
So how do you structure it, Jamer? How do you and your company do it?
So we believe that there needs to be a breath of fresh air in the industry. So what we do is we provide 100% transparency to our clients. So when we come in, we do, like, we're trying to bring the model that we're bringing to the residential field is very typical to the commercial field, where it's super structured, very organized, all the information is right there for you at your fingertips. So we come in with our custom organizational project management system, and we first do the pre-construction phase. We call it first steps. So we come in and we do a first steps report. Say you're going to do an addition. We come in and talk to the city planner. We talk to the inspectors. We figure out like a pre-con budget, things like that, pre-construction budget, before you put a whole bunch of money into design, before you plan all these things and spend money ahead of time. We like to do our first steps so that you know what you're getting yourself into, like realistically know what you're getting yourself into. Because a lot of people will get into a project, they'll pay the contractor $50,000 to $100,000 down to do an addition on their home, and they still haven't picked out all their materials.
Yeah.
They don't know that there's going to be all these extras that are involved in it, and that's a good thing to know before you start.
Yeah, because I've heard contractors, and I've worked with tons through the years, that the project's $50,000, and then all of a sudden it turns into 75, and they're just like, well, hey, that's what happens. You know, I mean, things went up and things went down. I'm like, yeah, you do it every day. That so you know that happens, the consumer doesn't. And that's what I think you bringing a transparency to it, saying, okay, well, look, this is what I'm going to be paying, worst possible end, and you move forward. And then you even outline what you guys make on the project.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, our fee is visible. Another thing that we do is we're trying to make it good for the tradesmen that are on the job, so they're protected, and we try to make it great for the homeowner, so they're protected. So what we do is after we sign with a client, we get a retainer down, then we bring in all the tradesmen, and then the homeowners get to meet everybody who's going to be on their site. With a typical GC, they just hire the crews that they want to bring on.
Yeah.
And the client doesn't know. But with us, we bring a couple examples or a couple tradesmen for each trade to the homeowner. We get bids from them. They can select who they want, what's best for their budget and skill level, what they're comfortable with. And then what we do with the tradesmen is we have them sign a lien waiver every time they get paid. So a lot of homeowners have had issues with contractors in the past where, like, say the contractor gets a down payment and then they go to Vegas and they don't pay their subcontractors.
That's a bad weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, not saying that happens. No, there's tons of great contractors, but yeah. It does happen. I was working with another company doing sales for them, and a couple of the guys weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
Because they're having trouble. It's a hard business to be in. And so we try to make it good for the homeowner.
Yeah, and what we'll do, we'll continue the discussion here. Again, we're talking to James Dill from the PM Network. We're at our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we break, got a listing in South Haven, 4762 Bridgewater in South Haven for $145,000. This is a Sweat Equity Handyman Special. Justin Voss has that listed. Be sure to check that out, 4762 Bridgewater. And then Miss Deb Luzinski, awesome agent on the Minnesota Real Estate Team. Got one in Woodbury, 735 Mark Graffs Lake Draw for $340,000. It's got two beds, two baths, six panel doors, floor-to-ceiling gas fireplace, sunroom that faces Mark Graffs Lake. It's close to everything. Again, that's $340,000. That's in Woodbury, 735 Mark Graffs Lake Draw. Check that one out. Check out the photos online. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Top of the morning to you here. We've got Scott Lasso in studio.
They know that's not true.
Scott Lasso. We love Scott Lasso. Where have you been, young man? Our whole life. Ted Lasso, Scott. You're diving deep, aren't you, into Ted?
I'll tell you what. If you have not watched Ted Lasso, or how, now I refer to it as Ryan Lasso, because we've got Ted Lasso in the studio every Saturday. If you've not watched this show, it is a feel-good. You cannot watch it without feeling good.
Yeah.
It is a very good show. So,
it's funny because you are a TV critic. And when when you started saying that, you're like, yeah, I feel good after I watched Ted Lasso.
I have a group text with my ex-wives and all my kids. And I'm like, nothing makes me more happy than Ted Lasso. And they're like, we know, Dad. It's like 1 a.m. They're getting my Ted Lasso fix.
That's so funny, Scott. Hey, 612-294-6949. We're in the final segment here. We're at the home stretch of the show. Again, we're a local real estate team. We help people buy homes, sell homes, invest in real estate. Wherever you're at in the process, you got questions. I can't encourage you again from a financing standpoint. Reach out to Mike Overson and his team. This is a competitive market. We only have 7,000 and a little bit more homes on the market. You need a good local lender. Luminate Bank is very trusted, very respected. Mike, it's important for people to plug in with you to get their deals done.
Yeah, yeah. It's not only are we local. Do people know us? People know that we close on time. But we also have like a $15,000 close on time guarantee for some of our stronger buyers and stuff like that. And that helps you win in multiple offer situations. So, everyone thinks like, well, the money just shows up at closing. The money is the money. It doesn't matter where it comes from, right? Yeah, the problem is the money doesn't always show up, right? And that's the problem. And so plugging in with the right lender definitely will put you at a better position.
Well, and people need to understand that we're walking into multi-offer country right now. And when you look at multiple offers, it's money, it is closing, and it is the lack of BS. And bad lenders is BS. Smaller down payments can be BS for your sellers. So when you're looking at strengthening your offer, local lender, and actually I would even go further, local lender and somebody like Mike, where 70% of the offers I write, people are like, oh, I know Overson. Oh, I've never had a problem. It's incredible. So yeah, you're local. But they also know you personally.
Hey, we're going to go to Tom, who called the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Tom, top of the morning to you. How can we assist?
So my question today is, if I'm walking to an open house and I don't have an agent representing me, does the agent at that open house become my agent, or what's the deal?
No, they do not. So when you go to an open house, whoever's doing the open has to be with the brokerage that open house is listed with. This is Scott Womering, by the way. So they represent the seller. They do not represent you. And so there's no obligation for them to have you sign any document. And you're probably referring to, if you're kind of internet shopping and you go from, you know, looking at this house with an agent and looking with another agent, those agents do have to have you sign either a buyer rep contract, a non-exclusive buyer rep contract, or a, what do they call it?
Touring
form. That's the new thing that's come out. But open houses, they do not. So they represent the seller, and they do not represent you.
Yeah, it's a good point. Thanks, Tom, for that question. Because, again, you have to remember going in there, when you're talking to that person, they represent the seller's best interest. Now, of course, agents in an open house, oftentimes represent buyers as well. But it's good. Again, I'm a big proponent of having an agent on both sides of the transaction, both a buyer's agent and a seller's agent as well. Had another text come in that says, I have to stay anonymous on this one, guys. Let's see. My eyes are getting so bad. I'm trying to read. it's in regards to, we were talking again, maybe James Dill, if you want to come back on, when we're talking about, you know, margins, what do people make margin wise on projects from contractors? Just sort of generally speaking.
Yeah. Generally speaking, it could be in between 25 and, you know, 50 or 60%.
Wow. That much.
Yep. Yep.
That much.
And
okay.
That's your gross profit that you make from the project.
So this anonymous is actually a contractor, and what he is saying is that 40% would be like really like that would be an aggressive amount on a contract, and then he's basically kind of saying what you were saying. But yeah, so 40% would be a lot. That seemed like a lot when you had said it earlier. Would that be on a? Would you make 40% on maybe a smaller project or a larger project?
You know, the larger the project, the lower the. You know, the lower the percentage.
Yeah.
But it kind of depends on the quality level of the project. If you're doing a high-end project.
Sorry, Ken, we got to wrap it up. I shouldn't have gave you that question last minute. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, it's okay, bud. It's okay. James Dill, we're tight on time. That's the joys of radio is we're here for a little bit and then we're gone. It's kind of like life. Is that Ryan Lasso for you? We're here a little bit, and then we're gone. There's your deep
doobity
thought
doobity.
From Ryan Lasso.
Doobity.
Hey, it's been fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. We'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.